From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Democrats are pushing to make headway this weekend on their bill to overhaul the nation's health care system, but Republicans are pushing back. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the weekend session will not soften the GOP's opposition to the bill.
I think the majority leader believes that somehow if we stay in on weekends, the Republicans are going to blink. You know, I can assure him we're not going to blink.
Republicans are united in their opposition. Democrats, however, are debating among themselves about key provisions, including the so-called public option. President Obama is due on Capitol Hill Sunday to rally Democrats. Canada will follow the lead of the U.S. at the climate talks in Copenhagen next week. That's the message coming from the country's environment minister. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Environment Minister Jim Prentice said Ottawa's policy for cutting greenhouse gas emissions would mirror that of Washington's. He said there were good reasons. One would be that Canada would suffer economic pain for no real environmental gain if it pursued a more aggressive approach. And if it did less, Canada would face punitive measures. Prentice said it all comes down to jobs. He said because of the integration of the two economies, it's important that environmental targets remain in line. But critics say it's all an excuse to do nothing, and some have even criticized Canada for being the main obstacle to any agreement being reached at Copenhagen. Even the country's provinces are distancing themselves from Ottawa's move. Quebec is proposing the toughest emissions targets in Canada, pledging to cut 20% below 1990 levels by 2020, far more than what the federal government is proposing. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says it's essential that a deal be reached in Copenhagen. He calls those opposing action anti-change and anti-science. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of London and a number of European cities Saturday to show support for a climate change deal. Iran says it needs 20 uranium enrichment plants to produce enough fuel for its nuclear power plants. The announcement Saturday came in defiance of a UN demand that Iran halt its nuclear program. Dale Gavlak has more.
Vice President Ali Akbar Salahi, who also heads Iran's nuclear program, said the plants are needed to generate 20,000 megawatts of electricity. In what is seen as a major expansion of its nuclear program, Iran announced this week it would build 10 more uranium enrichment sites like its Natanz underground one, monitored by the UN International Atomic Energy Agency. The news drew a strong rebuke from the watchdog and has heightened Western concerns over Iran's real nuclear intentions. Tehran said it was considering whether to scale back cooperation with the watchdog after it approved a resolution censuring Iran over its nuclear program. Iran said it will provide the UN body with only the most minimal information required under the International Non-Proliferation Treaty. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
You're listening to NPR News. A fire inside a barn at a fairground in Ohio killed two people and 43 horses Saturday morning. From member station WNKU, Sherry Lawson reports.
The blaze occurred at the Warren County Fairgrounds in Lebanon, Ohio, 25 miles northeast of Cincinnati. It ripped through a barn that was about the size of a football field located behind Lebanon Raceway. Shane Cartmill, an Ohio State Fire Marshal spokesman, says the cause of the fire is undetermined and remains under investigation, but criminal intent has been ruled out.
It's a heart-wrenching thing to witness. You know, first of all, that there are two people who have died and that there are several animals that have died. And it's something, you know, it's very difficult, but we have to work through it. We wanted to get answers. We know that the community wants answers.
Cartmill says the fire call came in just hours before tens of thousands of spectators poured into the historic downtown for the horse-drawn carriage parade and Christmas festival. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Thousands of homes and businesses lost power in the South Saturday because of an early season snowstorm. Southwest Louisiana got its earliest snowfall on record. Several towns reported 2 to 3 inches of snow. The storm also dumped 3 to 4 inches in parts of Mississippi. Tennessee and North Carolina reported light snow at higher elevations. The maker of the popular Zuzu Pets is defending the toys against allegations that they have high levels of a chemical linked to health problems. The St. Louis-based toy maker Sepia says Zuzu Pets have passed rigorous testing. The consumer group Good Guide gave the top-selling pets low ratings. Zuzu Pets have become this holiday season's toy craze. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.